The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, this is Marcy Martin, and I'm here to tell you a story about garden companions. Here we are, midsummer, classic weather and classic sounds. As I write, the breeze is just puffing the lace curtains from the west, and I can hear the cicadas buzzing loudly from the trees outside. Their calls are almost incessant, but they make such summer music. At night, there are now few fireflies, where a week or so ago there were millions, and the crickets have taken over as the insect denizens of the night. I sat on the front porch the other evening, and I watched the sun go down. Already the setting sun is sliding down farther south each twilight, and sunset tonight is 8:05 compared to about 9 o'clock a month ago. It's the beginning of August, and before we know it, the cooler weather will be arriving. I'm a lucky lady in that two of my grandsons, Christian and Austin, come and stay with me 2 days a week in the summer. Chris is very proud of the fact that he'll be 10 in 27 days. Austin will be 7 in October. They follow me around the garden, and Chris has made friends with a lot of the roses and knows their names. Will he be a rosarian someday? I hope so. Austin is interested too, but he's a little younger, and so this morning he filled the rose forest garden on the hill with minty-scented bubbles. Chris added his berry-scented bubbles to the mix. These were magic bubbles. They had more rainbows in them than I've ever seen before. Last week, during all our hot weather, Christian helped me water the roses. He did his best to keep the foliage dry, good boy, and asked me why I showered the leaves while he did his best not to. I explained that I usually do not water the foliage, but in hot weather they enjoy it. The important thing is that the leaves be dry by sundown. He's becoming quite the rose gardener. Next spring I'm going to ask him to come and help me plant. This morning the boys and I walked around with the camera to see who wanted to have their picture taken in the garden. We got quite a few, including April in Paris, and she is just a beautiful rose. Her parents are Secret, a lovely white rose with a pink picotee edge that has a nice fragrance, and New Zealand, a gorgeous coralish rose that's the fragrant parent of most modern scented roses. I love the way April in Paris looks as though she's airbrushed, and she smells heavenly. Maybe she should come and live in your garden, too. This weekend was full of watering and deadheading, summer chores that I always look forward to by February and March. Enjoy your gardens. Don't forget to water. H2O is the most important thing for you and your roses, and be sure to give yourself some downtime to enjoy summer symphonies by day and night. Have a lovely afternoon.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.